Top of the day to you. This is Esther Davis. You know what? You're going to have to listen to my voice today. I'm really not over the Christmas holiday yet, so I'm still celebrating Christmas and New Year's. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. And if I get some water, Michael, then I would be very, very happy. I hope you had a grand holiday for all of you that are listening to us around the world. I do have an exciting show for you, and this is our very, very, very first show of the year. I'm going to give you telephone numbers all night tonight. You can log on to Facebook Live, and the telephone number is 657-383-0437. We're going to talk about something that is very dear to all of us. We all have these beautiful homes that we love. We all have houses that we've been in for a long time. And if you are looking for a home and you decide, it's time for me to buy a house, let me tell you something. It's time for you to listen to what we're going to talk about tonight. Because homes are beautiful, but there are a lot of people out there that always want to take it away from you. You can trust me on that one. Dallas is in the middle of a paradigm shift, and I've been calling it a paradigm shift for the last couple of years. If you move into Dallas, there are people all over the world right now that are moving into Dallas, Texas, and because we have the number one public works project going on in this country. So, okay, what are you talking about, Esther Davis? Well, I'm talking about the high-speed rail that is coming into Dallas, which is the first one in the nation. That's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, because anything that comes first, it has a lot of attention attached to it. The second thing that's coming is the inland port. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, and I hope you have, I am writing articles now for the Dallas Post-Tribune on the inland port. The inland port is another new paradigm that Americans have come up with. An inland port means simply that we have decided in this country that we are too big for port authorities around the perimeter of the country. So you have port authorities in Miami, New York, down to Texas. You have port authorities in San Francisco going up the coast. Since we don't manufacture anything in this country, it's all shipped in. Once they come across the ocean, they put them on trucks and they send them to you and I. So the inland port becomes very, very important to us because we are going to grow as Americans. We have 325 million people right now. And with the inland port being in Wilma Hutchins, Texas, which is in South Texas, look at everything around you. Look at what has happened in the last 10 years. We've built infrastructure. We've built highways, loops to move the traffic to two places. We're only moving it to two places. That's DFW Airport for worldwide travel. And we've moved it to, of course, the Wilma Hutchins area. So products, goods, and services, it's great commerce for the rest of the world. But if you are a homeowner, a lot of homeowners are going to be displaced, and they're going to be displaced deliberately. I have said this for many, many years. I've done shows on people that are having problems with their homes, and my answer has been, if you get a foreclosure notice, stay in your home. If your mortgage company is going up on your rates, you fight it. It is not an easy thing to do, but it's still your home. So I have very, very special guests tonight, and I'm looking at paperwork here about a case that they have been working on for the last eight to two years. And you know, I don't want you to be, thank you. Have water. That's thank Michael. You. Michael is a genius. Michael, did you have a great holiday, by the way? Oh, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Awesome. So what we're going to talk about on this section, well, we'll take the snacks in a minute because I'm on a roll here now. This is one of my hot buttons. So we're going to talk to my special guest tonight. I want you to call somebody. I want you to call in. And the number again is 657-383-0437. And I really don't care where you live. We had a gentleman that called in a couple of months ago. He was in Alaska. I don't know anything about housing in Alaska, let me tell you. I don't even know if they have housing in Alaska. But the point is, you must be educated on what happens directly to you. So if you have to fight for a home for 1 year, for 2 years, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. So my guest now for this segment of Esther Davis is Mr. Robinson and Ms. Smith.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Thank you
for having me.
I am so happy to have you guys here.
I'm happy
for anybody that speaks up and takes charge of what it is that's important to them. And your home is important.
Definitely.
How long have you been in this fight, Mr. Robinson?
We've been in this fight at least 9 years. Nine long years.
Can you hear us all, Michael? How's the audio?
I can see you.
Okay, we're going to get him into it.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
gotcha. We are on three internets tonight. I know BPEN, CFN, and Facebook Live, right?
That's right.
657-383-0437. And what I'm going to ask you to do first is listen to their story. It is a compassionate story, but it's a great story, and I am so proud that they have the nerve, let's call it nerve, to come in and say, we're not going to take this. What we're going to do is continue to fight. Now, the law becomes, every year, there are a different set of laws. So whatever state you're in, we're in Texas, and this show is going to be about a Texas case. I want you to decide what state you're in and how you are going to fight your particular fight. That's the other important thing. My phone is going to keep ringing, and I have a tendency to answer it because I don't know who people will call me and not call the number. It's 657. It's 657-383-0437. We're talking about home ownership. Let's start with you, Ms. Smith. How long have you been in your home?
We've been in our home.
Speak up just a bit for me.
We've been in our home since 2006.
Okay.
However, we're from New Orleans.
Ah, okay.
Came to Dallas due to Katrina. And we purchased in March of 2006.
Okay.
So that's
lovely house. Tell me about it.
Well, of course it's lovely.
Of course
to
it's
us.
Lovely. There you go.
Of course it's lovely to us. Three bedrooms.
Mm.
Three bathrooms.
Did you do the decorating yourself?
Actually, my husband and I did the decorating.
Really? He got involved in the decorating?
As a matter of fact, he's the house cook.
Get out of
here. Fashion. He loves to cook, so I sit back and let him.
And for 2 years, how did it work for the first couple of years? Mortgage on time?
Mortgage
this is
on
happening.
Time. No problems. And we put in for a second mortgage.
Okay.
And our second mortgage, we kept asking them about we put in for a, what's it called?
Modification.
The modification, and it kept escalating our mortgage.
Kept going up on the interest rate?
Kept going up on the interest.
Instead of doing a 30-year, which she asked for, she was already with a flex.
Oh.
And she went to them because of the flex and wanted the 30-year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was what the contract was supposed to be done with her, was a 30-year contract, but it kept fluctuating.
Including the taxes.
Of course.
But it was not.
Okay.
It was not.
So it came that we requested a written response from them.
Where were they located? In what part of the country at that time?
They were on Camp
Initially.
In Dallas?
They were in Dallas.
Okay.
Then we put in a written response request asking them for all the legitimate documents because then we started inquiring was it they had done it legally by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's when we started getting all kind of answers. Nothing. All kind of.
Were you getting consistent answers?
No,
were they
we're
same
just going
answers?
All around telling us that we need to go here or there to get answers. No response, no release of lien, nothing.
Okay.
No.
But
time.
You're still paying your payments?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So then we also inquired, and God shows you different things.
Absolutely.
So we saw something on 60 Minutes, and it started telling us about a Linda Green signing fraudulent documents to release of lien.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a warehouse called DocsX run by Lorraine Brown.
Okay.
And then Lorraine Brown, Linda Green was indicted.
Indicted?
Linda Green was indicted for running DocsX. She had black people. She had a black man. This was shown on 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
A black woman said she was Linda Green. They had a white guy. He said he was Linda Green. So all of them were signing a name of Linda Green, and Linda Green said that the reason that they chose her name was because it was an easy name for anyone to write.
So these are the attorneys that are using her name for different cases.
This is not the attorneys. This is MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration.
Oh, gosh, that thing has gotten so many people in trouble. For those of you that are not up to date on MERS, MERS came into existence about 2008, and it was if I remember correctly, it was where they were just slapping approvals on mortgage loans
electronically,
and getting them through the system and packaging them to sell to the stock market. That's about
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And they had signatures from 2003 to 2009. In your documents that you'll see, Linda Green has been indicted. She was in Illinois.
In prison?
In prison.
Okay.
Lorraine Brown gave a plea agreement. She told everything that was going on with DocsX, how they were just fraudulently signing names,
mm-hmm.
committing fraud, and the U.S. attorney signed off.
Oh, this is still in Dallas?
No.
No. Now you moved out of Dallas.
You moved out of Dallas, but they're sending these fraudulent documents electronically throughout the United States. So one of the fraudulent documents ends up right here in Dallas, Texas. And that's our lease.
Yeah. Okay, chime in anytime here, Mr. Robinson.
Okay. What made the research even more stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Our original mortgage had DocsX, and it also had Linda Green. So it became fraud from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
So the fraud really started in 2006, and when you did the second mortgage, did you think that put a spotlight on things?
They already knew, I'm quite sure.
I'm sure.
You know, they're in a circle to where they all communicate with each other.
Do you have a feeling that this thing got out of hand, that this mortgage, are you going to highlight that for me?
Yes.
Do you get the feeling that the MERS, because I'm very familiar with MERS, you're right, 60 Minutes did do a lot, once they found out they were robo-stamping these mortgages and packages, and it's so funny, all this is coming back to me after all these years. Michael is, am I going to be able to see who's logging in a minute?
I've seen it.
Okay, 657-383-0437, Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about fraudulent loans on your home tonight, and we want you to pay attention, but more importantly, I don't want you to move out of your home, and I have been saying this for 10 years, because I think if you put the ball, like the Smiths are doing, put the ball back into somebody else's court, just relax and enjoy the ride, because it's going to get a little rocky. Okay, what did you just outline for me?
What I outlined for you was DocsX, to show you that's what that here.
Okay.
This is where it was. Here. Careful, my glasses.
Oh, I know.
I know where she was.
This is our address here.
All right.
Showing the legitimacy. This is the date, and this is the falsified Linda Green signature.
Falsified Linda Green signature. When you closed in 2006, what paperwork did you get? Did they give you a package?
We had a whole package on
the original loan.
Correct.
When you did the second mortgage for 30 years, what did you get?
They were supposed to send
Ah, so that's where, and that's about that time that the MERS system got very, very confusing.
Yes. And also in those papers, I believe she has a copy of them having a substitute mortgage that Beneficial produced, which brought the fraudulentness even
to the
further.
Fraud. Right.
What they did was they used the fraud documents to continue to do fraudulent documents.
Yeah, because by this time the mortgage companies are in debt. The rest of the world knows that we have MERS out there, and they have made a generous lot of mistakes on MERS. And now our court system, this is 2006, now we're down 2019, so this whole thing has been going on almost 15 years. I remember the 60 Minutes and they did a very good job of it. But it scared a lot of the mortgage companies.
Yes, it did.
And a lot of them went bankrupt. But they kept selling the papers.
Look, they even went to the court.
Yeah.
At one point, Beneficial, they sold the property to Stewart. I guess it's Stewart Enterprises. I guess.
What is
it's
that?
It's a realtor. It's a realtor company. They sold it to them. But the realtor came to the house.
Oh.
And the realtor spoke to me for at least a half an hour.
What was his story?
He said, well, we're just coming to look at the house because we just purchased the house. See, how can you purchase something that doesn't belong to you? He went back and got his money back from them.
Okay.
So then that left them in limbo. And what they did was they started hiring attorney after attorney. And they kept bringing it through the court system. But then they brought it through the court system saying that it was a tenant-landlord issue. That way the courts will listen to them because they're not going to read the extensive paperwork.
No.
They're not going to read the research.
And by this time, the courts are so crowded and overwhelmed with this incident. I'm convinced they don't know what to do about it. I want to hear from you. Michael is spreading the good word. We're on BPEN TV for those of you that are listening to us on BPEN. And there's Michael you can watch live. We're on live Black Premier Entertainment Television. And we're going to be live in a few minutes on CFN.
Yep, it's live on
there. Okay, CFN. And I want to hear comments from you. And I know you're listening. That part I do know. Because it does get a little confusing. But you know what? If you're going to stay in a house for 30 years and you're going to enjoy that home, we do have a lot of ramifications around a home. And this is just one of them. When did you start getting mad?
I started getting angry
when you saw Linda Green.
When Linda Green.
After seeing the 60 Minutes.
I started
and
searching
actually
the papers.
Seeing the Linda Green.
On your document.
On my document.
Somebody, you didn't know this person,
Didn't even know this person. Didn't even know this person exists. They sent us paperwork at one time saying Linda Green flew 2,000 miles from California to Dallas to sign these papers.
Did that happen?
No, that did not. That's another fraudulent, bogus situation. And they expected us to be gullible enough to accept this.
Okay.
They really expected us to lay down. And,
well,
you know,
that's absolutely right, because at this era that we're talking about, for my listeners, this era did cause Americans to lose some 40 million homes. So, but there were a few people that stood up and fought. And there are a few people that are still fighting. But the good part is that you're still in your home.
Yes.
Because
by
for those people,
by
the grace of God, but our court systems now are going to have to make a decision. Okay, back to when you got mad.
Because I'm looking at all of this fluctuations. I'm looking at all this. Then you have the audacity to tell me that I need to go to Florida if I want to see a contract. Then you stay away for a whole year. For a whole year, nothing, no correspondence. We're trying to get you. And every location we're trying to get, they refuse to send any information to us. Then one particular day, they send a check
a check?
For $3,000 saying, we'll help you move.
They sent
you
a check?
Oh, no, and I sent the check right back.
They send you a check?
A check for $3,000 from Beneficial.
How did you get the Beneficial? Because here, looking at your paperwork.
Beneficial became the second mortgage holder.
After the second, after the 30-year loan, the second loan.
That's the 30-year loan, Beneficial.
Because I saw a lot of them. How many times did they transfer you home?
At least three times.
Across the country in the same area.
Wilmington is not here.
Okay.
So it's out of the country.
Sandwich is out of the country. I mean, not out of the country, out of the state.
I see on the United States District Court, Middle District of Florida. I'm reading some of the paperwork as you can understand most of it. But it says count one, conspiracy to commit fraud and wire fraud. What is that?
That's on Ms. Lorraine Brown.
Yes, I noticed that. United States of America versus Lorraine Brown.
So they have already said that Ms. Lorraine Brown was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
They've already said what the sentences were and that she is to serve time.
Mm-hmm. For her case.
For her. Yes, for her. With the court conspiracy.
You know, you have so much faith in the United States of America.
And you also have your judges that have signed it.
That have signed
off.
It. Huh?
The judges that have signed
okay,
off.
On this particular note, we have Judge Robert E. O'Neill, Mark B. Devereaux, United States State Attorney, Mac D. Heavener III. Then you have someone from the fraud department. What was their involvement in this?
That's what they're doing. They're saying just what Ms. Lorraine Brown did.
But then if this had gone to the court, shouldn't that have been the end of it?
The court
this
ignored
had gone
it.
To court.
The court ignored it. The good old fellas got to the court. They went
the
to the
court
courts that they had favor in. Every court they went to, they had favor in.
If you think this is unbelievable, it's not, because
they have more proof. Here they have the Ninth District Court that has approved it, and all of the judges have signed off on it.
Okay, help me out here. The Ninth District is in what city? Yeah, this says Seattle, Washington. Appeal from the United States District Court for the Western District of Washington, argued and submitted in Seattle. So, literally, you've known your way around the United States
now.
Yes,
we have. They even went to the point to try and belittle us by saying, you're not an attorney. You need to stop digging on the Internet. This was the judge in federal court, the bankruptcy court. She said, y'all need to stop looking on the Internet because y'all get all this stuff off the Internet and you're getting stuff that's not factual.
It is important that I remember, and I'm so thankful that I remember that most of the MERS cases were conducted against African Americans.
Yes.
I know 60 Minutes brought that out. And if we can find a copy of the 60 Minute tape, I know Stephen and I are going to look for it, because this paperwork that I'm looking at has a litany of judges around the United States. They couldn't possibly believe that you did not belong in this house.
Can I say what I'm
Oh, absolutely.
Saying?
I mean, I'm getting a little puzzled now.
Yada went to bankruptcy. Her bankruptcy, the first bankruptcy she went to.
Uh-huh.
The trustee returned the house back to Yada.
The trustee only came, okay.
Okay, because you know once you go into bankruptcy, the trustee owns the house now.
Right.
It's his.
Right.
He gave it back to Yada when they went to the court under the same judge. She
judge
said,
Jernigan.
Oh, this ain't no that. We ain't worried about that. We're not worried about that.
Under Judge Jernigan.
I'm ruling in favor of that.
I mean, I need to call the judge.
Stacey Jernigan.
Stacey Jernigan in here in Dallas?
Yes.
It's very important that we call the judges' names, and because otherwise we're not going to have a paper trail. And if we can call it on the air, so I admire you for being, because I'm going to call their names out on this paper, on this paperwork here.
Yes.
Oh, this opinion was rendered by Judge Wardlaw, Wardlaw, L-A-W-D-L-A-W. And I think What are you thinking about right now? Are you guys getting along going through this? Is this stressful for you?
I'm just wondering how many families, black families, are going through this,
yes,
or have lost their homes because they couldn't fight or didn't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm. They didn't know where to go, and they believed.
Which way to go, and
yeah,
you know that your house is yours, and then you go to court to fight for your house in a judicial system, and you show all the proof.
Mm-hmm. And it fails you.
And it fails.
It fails you. Yeah, I'm amused at the fact that they send you a $3,000 check. Where do you think you're going to move?
I don't know. What are
you going to do with
$3,000?
Exactly.
In Yana's first bankruptcy, the judge would not allow me to speak. And this is a community property state. Even with that fraudulent list with the second mortgage, I should have been there as no more than to sign my rights off to Yada doing.
What bankruptcy case was it? Was it 12? Was it 11?
It was
12?
A 7.
It was a 7?
Yes.
A 7 is where they wipe it out completely,
yes,
and they sell it,
yes,
off.
But the attorney, the trustee, said that it would be too expensive for him to take and keep it, so he gave it back to Yada. But that was by the grace of God. But
wait a minute, wait, you got to go a little slow now. You really lost me on that one. We're talking about bankruptcy cases. I'm talking to a lovely couple that is still in their home by the grace of God, but they're still fighting for their home. Now, so far, you have received a $3,000 check to move. You've,
yes,
been to bankruptcy court. The bankruptcy court judge does not want to hear the case.
Right.
And so now they're going to give the house back to you, half of it back. Because
with trustee.
With
the trustee.
The trustee.
Well,
but what happened was the trustee gave us the home back, rendered the home to us. So what happened was the attorney at that time, which I think was Greenberg Law Firm, they came in and fought to the Stacey Jernigan judge,
mm-hmm,
that we were not to maintain the home. So she gave the home to them.
Okay. You're in the house. Are you paying rent at this point?
No.
No, you're just in the house.
Yeah.
We're in the home because no one has proven who quite ownership is, the real ownership of the home.
Okay.
So who do you pay your mortgage to?
Exactly. You don't have a person to pay it to because they haven't made up their minds how they're going to solve the case.
Absolutely.
That's the real bottom line. I had a gentleman on my show. He was out of San Antonio and had been in the Marine Corps, had been several places overseas. And his analysis was ideal because one of the things he said is that this is a classic case of the government not knowing what to do. That's one case. You don't know what to do. Then you got 43 million homes that somebody screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody screwed it up, and now it's dumped into the court system. Okay? The court systems couldn't handle it because that's why some cases had mediation and some cases did not. Okay. I see we've got several people that have joined us, and I am going to call some of your names. Is this Sheila? Ms. Sheila Simmons is, thank you so much. Mr. LaShawn Montgomery, love joined. Call me and let me know am I pronouncing your name and what state you're from. A lot of messages are coming in right now. Hey, Steve. Miss. And Mr. LaRose has joined us. Charlie Douglas has joined. Douglas Ballot has joined us. Priscilla Gunn, thank all of you for logging on and for listening to us. I'd like to know, send me a message and let me know where you are, especially what state you're in, because some of the states I'm familiar with. The Esther Davis Show, we're talking about fraudulent loans on homes in Dallas, Texas. Now, remember, that is one state out of the rest of the states. And I would love to hear from some of the military personnel to see what has happened with you. Michael Johnson, you are sharing information tonight, so that's three networks that we're on, but let me hear from you. Telephone number, 657-383-0437. And we're going to have some people who will give us a call later on. But basically, for those of you that have joined us, give me an idea if you're going through this. Let me know if this information is helpful to you. That's the most important part.
Now, we have the green.
Okay.
We're going there.
Say that again.
On the phone, you said that bottom number. You turn that volume up so you can hear him when he calls in.
Bottom, right here?
Right there.
Oh, plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
So if someone calls in, there's some people we want to hear from, but basically I want to have you listen and chime in and call somebody. I know that I just messed up once someone's name there, so that's LaShawn. Last portion is love. And
won't
you have,
compromise, love, joy.
Won't compromise. thank you so much.
That's
won't
true.
Compromise. And that's what you guys are doing.
That's right.
What did you talk about at night after the day was over with? I mean, did you ever get frustrated?
We have our frustrated.
You have your, I bet you. Last night, we've had our frustrating moments.
Yes. Because not only that, he's become ill behind this. And the frustration really comes in the big time attorneys with money.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pro se.
Okay.
And for the judges to sing like they have no understanding, no clue.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating. It's disrespectful.
It's frustrating to have your go from one attorney to another, from one court to another,
mm-hmm.
to go from one mortgage company saying that they have ownership,
mm-hmm.
to have to deal with the constables, to have to deal with everything. To have to deal with these lawyers now, with them not, ignoring the evidence.
Right, exactly. And that's what's happening.
Absolutely. For them ignoring the evidence, now they are co-conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's going from civil to criminal complaint.
That's the part that, and I hopefully we'll get a call pretty soon. How do you go from a civil to a criminal case on a home? Now, on a home,
exactly.
Because a home, you only got two loans, and then it went haywire because this Linda Green person is indicted. So I'm just having trouble digesting and letting all of this sink in. But I do remember the 60 Minutes clip.
It becomes criminal when you send false documents continually,
mm-hmm.
send false documents, and still create false documents.
Well, you're telling me they manufactured
these
documents.
Right.
And again, back to what your wife said, it is amazing to me how they're able to keep this game up. But I understand it because we have lobbyists in this country that don't want the attorneys to win. We have other strong factors. We have lobbyists. We have large law firms that want to win, but they have
Absolutely.
Spent a lot of money. So you're actually doing the right thing.
Can you imagine if this is totally revealed how much money the banking system will lose in the course of one day?
Well, I think Wells Fargo, and I need to look this up, Wells Fargo is being fined again. So we've had several banks that have gone out of business. Michael, if you would look that up for me, look at the camera. Okay. Someone's calling in?
No, they won't call you if you're not talking to them.
Okay. All right. I got to talk to them. Since we have these three networks going on, and now I'm like Ms. Smith, now I'm getting excited and upset because this should not happen in what we consider the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely.
On homes. But we do know that it did happen to African Americans,
mm-hmm.
and they were the ones that were affected the most. And most of them went ahead and moved out of their homes. So, again, I want to applaud you.
Which one would you look up?
Where do you want me to go?
Where do you want me to look up? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm looking up Wells Fargo to see if Wells Fargo has been fined again for their activity on loans.
Okay.
There, all you have to do is go to your phone and mention, because the government did do some cleanup, but they did not realize the extent of it. My guest is...
Do we have somebody calling in right now?
We have someone calling. Where am I going to answer? Right here?
No, I'll put them online.
Okay. And I can hit... if I could not operate here without Michael, what am I going to put in?
Can they hear you?
Can you hear me? Esther Davis here. Hello, hello, caller.
Yes, hi. My name's Craig.
Oh, we have a caller on the line. Give me your name, please.
Craig, and I'd like to
Craig,
compliment
Mr. Craig.
The Smiths. I could see you on
compliment
Facebook
the Smiths
Live.
On it. Tell me, what is your expertise? Why did you decide to call in tonight?
Well, I don't want to say I work for Dallas County Clerk Office, and I don't want to say I do or I don't, but I would like to compliment them on their bravery because the forgery that's happening, that's taking place, it's really bad. It's bad, and just seeing them up there, I just feel like somebody had to say something because anytime I know they're talking about a forged release of lien by Linda Green, and that's not the first time we've seen that as clerks. And anyone who knows anything about it, the problem that they're probably running into is that they're dealing with multi-million-dollar law firms, and they're dealing with a lot of corruption. And the truth of the matter is, if it's really a forged lien, then that's an automatic violation of the Texas Penal Code 32.21. That's forgery. And forgery also is a felony under 37.012C, and that's a violation also of the Texas Penal Code. And the thing that's really sad about it.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're a little slow with me, Mr. Craig, here, because you're citing code laws of large attorney firms that are deliberately committing fraud?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, the thing that makes it so sad is that there was a ruling that came out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal where they actually sentenced and put in prison an attorney that was putting in forged, falsified documents. And that's the same thing these attorneys are doing here in the state of Texas. And, you know, one thing that that's so sad about it is that a chain of title that's toxic like that, it defiles the whole thing. And I guess the only way you can describe it, and again, I have a job I have to protect, and it's just certain things I can talk about, but I do want you to know that it is definitely a felony. And if the Smiths had filed forged and fraudulent documents into the court, I can promise you that the DA office would prosecute them, and they would be indicted, and they would take it before a grand jury. They would. And these attorneys do it without any type of consequences of fear, and they're violating the same law. And I can only say, just looking at you and looking at the Smiths, I compliment them because if you really wanted to know what was going on in the public records divisions of any public, if you did a forensic audit, you would probably find, and I think they said Linda Green, and I've heard of her, if it's the one I'm thinking about, she was indicted, and all of her documents from 2003 to 2009 are forged documents. And if they're taking people's homes,
from 2003 to 2009 are forged documents.
Yeah, yeah.
We have on the phone now an anonymous caller who is giving us some information we did not have. And he's talking about the felonies. You're telling me that people downtown know that these are fraudulent cases. So who's the person that's making money?
Well, basically, the mortgage companies, they're making money. Companies like mortgage electronic registration, they're making money. The court system, everybody's making money. But I'm sorry?
But they have MERS, MERS. Okay.
Right, right.
I just want to understand what MERS is.
Mortgage, right. We say MERS, but it's mortgage electronic registration system. But, you know, it what's really sad about it is that there was a ruling that came out from another federal judge, and this federal judge was in the Kingman ruling, and he let it be known that if someone doesn't work for a particular company, mortgage electronic registration or MERS should know that that person either worked there or didn't. And this person, Linda Green, was indicted, and she was indicted in, I believe it was Chicago, Illinois. That's how it caught my attention when I was sitting here watching it. And the only thing that I can say about the whole situation is that if they're dealing with one of those Linda Green documents that came from a corporation called DocX, it is a forgery, and the whole chain of title is toxic and it's corrupt, and the whole thing is illegal, and it's probably more criminal than it is civil. And
Let me reiterate that point, because what I call it, and I'm going to call it a secret caller, because we have these all of the time. We know all about them around the country. There are people that are much more knowledgeable, and they are confirming what the Smiths have given us. So what should people be doing? Can I go and look up my mortgage papers and see if Linda Green is on my mortgage paper?
So sure, absolutely.
You're saying they better do that.
The thing of it is that Linda Green document was part of a bigger conspiracy, and I've been burning wanting to talk about this, but it was one of those instruments, the release of lien, that was tied up with the Department of Justice when they indicted Loreen Brown, who was also indicted for a mortgage scam that touched the entire nation, because they were putting out forged documents about the millions, and they were sending them electronically or through faxes. And
yes,
I'm pretty sure, based on what the Smiths are talking about, that's probably one of those forged documents. And if their house has been foreclosed on, it's illegal, and it's a felony what the attorneys are doing, because all attorneys are obligated under the bar to present into the courts, because of judicial integrity, documents mm-hmm. that are legal and documents that are tainted, you might say. If an attorney knowingly and intentionally and willfully, right, if he introduces forged or fraudulent documents into that court, he can be held liable under those particular codes. So I commend the Smiths for standing up, because it seems like to me a district attorney or someone with authority should order a forensic audit, because this is going to cause a meltdown of this type of activity in the mortgage industry if they don't address this issue, because it seems like to me that that's what the Smiths are dealing with. They're dealing with a forged instrument or a release of lien,
right,
and other fraudulent documents are being created off of that forged document, and the whole thing is illegal.
Well, I tell you what is, I believe in the Constitution of the United States. I believe the first sentence, we the people. So I'm going to ask my audiences to call in if you don't have time, if you're at work listening to us or you're on the road listening to us. I need an audience of people to call me. I am Esther Davis. Call into the show at 657-383-0437, because I guarantee you we have a brand new district attorney here in Dallas. We have new district attorneys around the country. Somebody is just like the Smith. They have enough, I hate to use the word balls, but they have enough integrity to make this happen. So what I do on the Esther Davis show is put audiences together. And we've done this before. We've won our cases before. So if you have, and I'm getting some messages, but I'm not going to be able to say hello to everybody today. But excuse me. But I'm listening to a reading, one comment from if that name is on your mortgage document, you may deal with this same situation, because your home is your castle. And let's stand up to this fraudulent situation that's going on in the state of Texas. It's going on in Texas. It's going on someplace else, I can guarantee you.
Correct.
So call me, and I'm accessible. You can go on the Internet and look up Esther Davis, E-S-T-E-R-D-A-V-I-S. Call in, ask me any questions, give me any comments at all. We need a band of people to present to the DA in Dallas, Texas, who has just been sworn in, and to all of the other DAs. There's somebody out there that will help us, and that much I'm certain of. 657-383-0437.
Now, also, Ms. Esther, I wanted to tell you who what attorneys we are filing this.
Please tell me what the attorneys are.
Is it Samuel G. Davison, Peter Walby, Joseph Griffith? Those attorneys are with Greenberg and Trout Association.
Okay. Okay. Now hold that point for a second. Michael, while it's on my mind, can you sort of highlight that if on the tape? Because I'm going to take a tape to the DA's office. I don't know
so
how they can be
highlighted.
Highlight what she just said. The attorneys that, or put a line under it or something. Can you do that? You're so magical. You do all of this stuff.
I need to see the documents.
Okay.
In addition, there's a Travis Gray and Jack O'Boyle with Jack O'Boyle and Associates.
And all these attorneys are in Dallas.
All these attorneys are
Ross Avenue.
Are here in Dallas.
Ross Avenue.
Our firms
yes.
are
okay.
here.
Okay. This is the most important thing. If you're going to call somebody out, you call them by their name.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have, and we've gotten calls on this before. I need people to call me. I will document those calls because I know this is not an isolated case. So, Ms. Green, the Smiths are doing their part, and they're giving us all of this information. And we can play this over and over and over. So, tonight is not just the only time we're going to play it.
Okay.
It's going to be played several times. We need people to stay in their homes.
Yes, ma'am. And the point that you had asked, how does it come from a civil?
Yeah, how do you go from a Mr. the person that Craig, if you're still there, I really need another answer. How do you go from a civil to a criminal case on a home?
Well, you know, as I sit here and I'm listening, what happens is, yeah, it's a civil case, but if a doctor, or not a doctor, but if a lawyer intentionally, knowingly, and willfully introduced documents into court records, what happens is he's given notice that it's a fraudulent document. They are to cease and desist and stop everything that they're doing. But if that lawyer, even after he's been given notice that this is a forgery, and what makes, you know, the Smith case so amazing is that the document that they're presenting, if it's one of the documents that we're thinking, it's from a company called DocX, and DocX was checked
down by
the
Department
of Justice. Yes, yes. I had a feeling that's what it was. And DocX was checked down by the Department of Justice.
Please, let me ask a question. DocX is a computer system, or is that a company with live people in it?
Well, they actually had live people in it. And if it's the one that I'm thinking about, they and Linda Green and all of those co-conspirators were on 60 Minutes. And they actually testified that they knew that they were producing fraudulent instruments.
Exactly.
And liens. And the thing that's amazing about it is that when the attorneys get wind that something illegal is being done because they're held to a higher ethical standard, they are immediately to cease and desist. But what the attorneys that the Smiths are talking about are doing, they're creating other documents.
They haven't ceased and desisted.
No. And they're acting like the release of liens by Linda Green, who, from what I'm understanding, never, ever worked for Mortgage Electronic Registration, but documents were being signed in her name. So that makes the signature a forgery. It makes the notary seal a forgery. The entire document is a forgery. And anything you create from that document is fraudulent. And as I indicated before to you earlier, that is a felony in the state of Texas all day long.
You mean the Linda Green that you just mentioned? Went to jail, and they're still using her name because she's in jail and can't defend herself?
No, they're using the documents because, based on what I'm understanding, she was never vice president of Mortgage Electronic Registration. She was not there to sign her name as vice president of Mortgage Electronic Registration. The notary seal was a forgery. So the entire document was a forgery, and anything that's created from that document is a forgery.
It's right.
And in the state of Texas, that is a violation of Texas Penal Code 37.01. That is an actual felony. And if that
3701, and just the audacity of them to continue to use it when they know it is fraud and she's being indicted, so they're still using this.
And they have anybody they have hired in this particular, like, facility.
Yes. Okay.
In this facility they've hired, and they're paying them $10 to just sign Linda Green's name, as many Linda Greens as they can on different releases. On different release of latent.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. To the people that have joined us now, Miss Denise O'Donna, Tammy Trout, T-R-O-U-T, Carrie R. Brinkley has joined us, Mayor Jim Griffin. Mayor, if you're still listening, tell me what city you're in.
Bedford.
He's in Denver.
Bedford,
Texas. Call us. Let us know where you are. Now we have politicians that are on our trail. 657-383-0437. This is not an isolated case, and we still want, I want people to call and let me know. I've been a talk show host for over 20 years now. Let us know if Linda Green's name is on your paperwork. That's what you're telling me. Okay.
Yes.
That's number one. And then number two, are any of the attorneys that we just called out their names on, if they are on your paperwork? Because I think this is a case that our district attorney should look at. And I'll start with all of the paperwork we have here, which is, I mean, I can't tell you how important this is that you come up forward. And for the African Americans out there, your paperwork needs to be examined very, very thoroughly, because we do know that out of the 43,000 homes that were lost between 2008 and 2010, the banks, we know who the banks are because they, some of the banks were charged and some were fined, and they did publish that. But now we're finding out, as a talk show host, this is not going away. It's continuing to happen.
Absolutely.
So we want to know what we can do to stop it. And you're doing the same. What is it, advice? What advice do you give the people?
Check your paperwork.
Check your paperwork, yes.
And anything that you sign, contracts, get it before you leave the office.
Right.
Something
on the news not too long ago about somebody lost their house, and it was a mistake by one of the big, largest banks in the area that they could have saved their house.
They could have saved their house.
Yeah, and they lost everything. They lost their marriage. They lost their children. They lost their job because they couldn't get back and forth to work.
Sign the paperwork before you leave. What happens if they say, we're going to mail it to you?
You're going to mail it to you? Believe me. Like they told me, go to Florida.
And get it.
Florida and get it?
Yes. We contacted beneficial on several occasions. Each one kept passing the ball. When we finally got to one, he said, well, look, I don't care what you want. I said, all that I want to see is a copy of the contract you had my wife sign so I can see what were the stipulations and what was it in it that she told me that you were agreeing to. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. You want to find out, you go to Florida.
Okay, get the paperwork signed before you leave.
And a copy.
And a copy. Look at your paperwork, especially if you're African-American. Mrs. Smith, what are you saying? What is your number one piece of advice?
My number one piece of advice is check your paperwork.
Check your paperwork.
And if we sometimes we don't know. And civilians.
Right.
So have an attorney look over, have someone with some knowledge to look over your paperwork also.
Check, and that's on anything. You got to have a receipt for everything. If you're going to pay your money, ask for a receipt. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how complimentary they are. It's like, where is the beef? And where? Give me the Carfax, all right? Give me the paperwork.
This whole competition again, just people are starting to tune in now.
Yes.
What's the gist of the conversation that we've been having?
Thank you, Michael. We've been having a conversation about fraud and fraud in housing. There is evidently, from all of the information, and I can say this as a talk show host, I listen to people all day long, community affairs. And if I want to go back 6 or 8 years ago, I was on PAX TV at 5:30 in the morning, one of the most exciting experiences of my life because we had the total, we had such a large audience, about 6 million people that watched us. So what we want you to do is be an informed American. That's a good word. You want to be informed about your business and ask questions. Now, what we're talking about right now is that this lovely couple actually bought their house in 2006. The next year they took out a second mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, and never got the paperwork on that mortgage, and everything went to helter-skelter. They couldn't even get the paperwork on it. So now a civil suit has gone into a criminal case.
Absolutely.
And you're still in your home.
And still in my home, by the grace of
God. Are you moving?
No.
All right.
No.
And that is the ultimate thing to leave with our audiences. You don't have to move. You can fight.
Correct. And as they say, that possession is 9/10 of the law.
True. Even for squatters, right?
Yeah.
And you're not squatters, but it is important that we fight for what we think is good. And if you're paying your mortgage, get the paperwork, follow the lead of my audiences here tonight, and 657-383-0437. I have to mention, before the holidays started, we did get another award for, we did get a second award for the information that we give out to our clients. I love saying hello to everybody. This is Donna Eagleson. Tammy, I did see Miss Tammy South's name. And to the mayor of Mayor Jim Griffin, really happy to see your name show up. And the fact that you are a politician is not afraid to write his name down. Before I go, let's see if I can get our advisor back on the phone. Mr. Craig, are you still with us?
Yes.
No. Okay, let's see if he's still with us. I want to know from you as an insider, what makes these cases so, why are you involved? I know you work on the inside of the system. We won't give your name out, but I am just curious, how many of these things do you really come in contact with?
Actually, thousands. The thing that's so sad is that the African American community is probably an unprecedented amount of people in the different communities in Dallas County that's losing their homes through forgery and fraud. And, you know, when you work in the clerk's office, you sit there, you see these things, you recognize it, and it's not anything that you can really actually do because you have a job to keep and you have to feed your family. But when you know that it's so magnanimous, you might say, and it's so blatant because the Linda Green, and we've seen other Linda Green documents, we know she was indicted, and we know that there are attorney groups still using her documents to create warranty deeds and trusts and things of that nature to take people's home, and that's just illegal. And the only way that I can explain it is it's just like if I stole your car and I went out and I created the document saying the car is mine. Well, is the car mine or is the car stolen? Even though I have legal
right.
documents or legal-looking documents, it's still a stolen car. And it's the same thing with a home. That's why they established chain of title. Once that chain of title is broken, it contaminates the whole chain of title, of ownership. And basically, based on what the Smiths
right.
are saying, These companies are creating documents from a forged document. You cannot create legal documents from a forged document, especially from someone who was indicted for mortgage fraud. And I think I reiterate, if the DA, a forensic audit, they would probably save the properties of tens of thousands of taxpayers. And you would probably find that the largest number would be African American. Those are the ones that's literally being discriminated on a level that's unprecedented. And you know, we see it, but again,
okay.
what can we say? And we know they're violating state law and they're violating federal law because they are sending this information in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The only thing you can do is do a criminal complaint.
Yeah, BPN, we're going to lose BPN in a few minutes. I know an hour goes by really, really fast, but I want to remind people that 80% of the scams that are being conducted in our country today are conducted with seniors. So we want you to be aware of that. We already know that the banks have been fined for their illegal activities. So what is my point? My point is that we want you to be a bit more watchful. What the Smiths have told us tonight, check your paperwork and go do that right now. Don't wait until the mortgage is due, wherever you put it someplace safe, but check your paperwork and look for the things that Mrs. Smith has told you to look for, because they don't want this to happen to anybody else. We know we have a lot of, let's say, things going on in the great country of America that is not popular, but staying in your home is one of the most important ones. We're going to lose one of our clients in a few minutes, 657-383-0437. And if you missed the first part of the conversation tonight, we're going to roll this over and over again on CFN, on Blog Talk Radio, and on BPEN. I'll say hello to all of my guests and all of my audiences at BPEN. Let me give another couple of names. I see Mr. Kerry R. Brinkley has joined us. Willie L. Vaughn the Fourth, Kansas City. And Janice Listy Price. I hope I pronounced that right. First time I've seen it spelled like that. Keep calling in. I can't tell you how important these are to us. I can tell the Smiths we did a story, a show about 2 months ago, right after the election. At the end of that entire show, about a week later, we ended up with 3,000 people kept calling in. 3,300. 657-383-0437. Blog Talk Radio is all over the world. 657-383-0437. And we're still taking calls. I'll take calls and I'll be in the studio for the next few minutes. We're going to ask you guys to come back and give us an update and keep us posted on how things are going to our anonymous caller. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, because we have good people everywhere. We have to know that. And God is looking after all of us.
Yeah, so
when are we going to lose CFN?
We're with everybody as long as you want.
Ah, okay. So I'm going to do another 5 minutes. Tell me.
It's just unbelievable how the legislature works.
I don't think they know a lot, because so many things are kept from them. Until we have a fiasco like this.
Until we present it all to them.
Yes. Until you present it all.
What I'm saying. And then presentation.
Yes.
And to be ignored.
I hear that.
Frustrating.
I don't want you to be frustrated. Because I do know two things happen. God uses ordinary people. Every movement that we have had in this country over the last 200 years has been done by an ordinary person.
Yes.
Rosa Parks. Ordinary person. They were not judges, lawyers. They were not the big people. And it is important for us to stand our ground on something, because it's for you. It's what you're going through. But look how many people you're going to help. And that's a blessing. I got a great report this November. We had been talking about women and breast cancer. Well, when we went into this program about breast cancer, 1 in 14 women was getting breast cancer. In November, this past November, it was down to 1 in 10.
Okay.
So people are paying attention. And it's these kind of shows that make the difference. I don't do an entertainment show. I don't do a music show. I don't do any of that. We strictly work with the people that are around us. And what we need to understand is that all of this media take time to do something seriously. Log on to some of the informational shows. Take care of your home. Michael is giving me all these shaking stuff here. I know. But take care of your home and look at your paperwork. That's the focus of the show tonight. And listen to the show again. And call somebody and have coffee with them. Because we don't want you to have a fraudulent case pending in court that you don't know anything about. Remember what Mr. Smith just talked about. He said basically he got a check in the mail for $3,000 to move. That was that's the thing that sticks out in my head the most. The second thing is that the release of lien And the third thing is that go into the archives of 60 Minutes, because that show is there. Tonight, when I leave here, I'm going to look up how many times Wells Fargo has been charged with abuse of power and with fraud, because they had to pay the Justice Department thousands of dollars. So we do have justice, but you have to fight for it. We do have freedom, but freedom is not free. So
yes,
keep those things in mind. You know what? I'm Esther Davis. I am going to talk to them for a few more minutes. You can call me 657-383-0437. And you know what? You really, really are the greatest audience in the world. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Now, they're going to keep rolling in. Joseph Martin just joined us. And there was somebody on there I thought I recognized, one of the people I used to work with. But, no, that's, I love this system.
This is going to be the greatest one. I got the post-production of it, and it's a real good sound.
Oh, it's a real good sound?
Yeah, and if you're still on Facebook Live.
Okay,
right,
take us off of Facebook Live so I can have Steve, Mr. Creator, come in.
You said take it off of
me? Yes.
Okay, like Facebook Live.
Do you have Facebook Live?
Yeah, I have Facebook.
Cause we can,
I found her name, but I didn't know which. It was two people named Yana Smith. So I didn't know which
she
one.
She has two on there.
Yeah. Oh, you have two pages?
I don't know how that.
Somebody
did,
put
yeah.
another page on there.
Yeah, well, we have fraud
know.
There, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We have fraud on there. Yeah. Fraud is everywhere.
Yes.
But he can send that
to
your cell phone.
Because it should be Yana Smith Robertson.
Let me see. Oh, Yana Smith Robertson. I thought I didn't know. Okay, let me see if I can I'm gonna add it to the page that we just did.
It's YADA.
Okay, let's see. Edit post. So I just put, you know how you do the pound and put
yeah,
the name in?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I should put your name in there. Okay.
Did it come up?
Just a second. We put at yada.
And you can send it by phone to other friends. That's the part I like about it. So you have these three systems. How many people?
There you are. Yes,
you saw, you see my face?
Is this one the top one or the bottom one? You get
this one.
The bottom one?
Yeah.
Okay. No, no, you just put it in. That's what happened. Okay. And I'm saving it. Now it should show up on your page. Or you can go and look at it and it should show up. Or you can approve it to show up on your page. Okay.
Because with my shows, I will send them out to friends. How long was the show? 40 minutes or 40 minutes?
It was an hour.
Wow.
I want to thank you for having us.
90 seconds left on your
on Facebook?
On Blog Talk.
On Blog Talk?
Yep.
Oh, I'll take that 90 seconds on Blog Talk. Let me do this. On Blog Talk, in the United States, this past week, we had the opportunity to swear in a record number of women on the national scene, a record number of women in the state of Texas, in decision-making positions. And my commentary for tonight is to wish you very, very well in your new positions. We're depending on you to do the right things, because I think women are the soul of this country. And if I do write, I write under EsterDay.com, EsterDay. And with Pelosi, we've already written something about Ms. Nancy Pelosi being one of the first women to actually have the gavel at the United States House of Representatives. So we're really proud of all of our elected officials. Moving forward, 2020 is on its way up. Come on, let's start our game plan. Let's start our strategies for being true Americans and vote, voter education. And I bet you that's 30 seconds. All the way up. Blog Talk Radio. We'll take care of you next week. Thank you so much for watching.